This latest data means the value of goods and services produced by the UK barely changed from July to September at 0.0%. Imports were down in the third quarter, reflecting a lack of domestic spending, according to the Office for National Statistics. Some economists point to Bank of England monetary policy as the most relevant factor, with high interest rates successfully reducing inflation but also stifling growth. The New Economics Foundation blames institutional factors like a lack of investment in healthcare, resulting in people being too sick to work, and blaming high energy bills due to underinvestment in home insulation and alternative energy sources. The lack of growth is widely expected to continue into 2024, hovering around 0%, with the jury out on whether minimal growth or minimal recession is more likely over the next few months.